I entitled my message this week, The Fork in the Road. So I don't know if you remember this little tune. Ah, you might. I hope you do. Yeah. That is really a cool, cool song. Bring back a lot of memories. I used to watch that program a lot in my earlier years. And I hope you did too. Because if you remember, the man comes on and said, "Your mission, if you choose to accept it." Now, I think everyone knows that famous line or remembers, especially my age. Mission Impossible was the show. Phelps received his mission challenged by some kind of a device. And after he heard it, the device explodes or evaporates and otherwise just disappears. From there, he must either accept the mission or go forward into his next adventure. Or he can apparently just decline it. The choice is inferred in the opening sentence of the show. However, he never declined, if you remember. If he did, we would have no show for the next week, right? Well, the excitement lays what each new mission required to unfold. Each time Phelps accepts a mission, he already knows it's going to be dangerous. Danger is always a given in that show. Attacks on his life, death threats, dangerous pursuits, evil villains, astute adversaries, assassination attempts. Phelps knows the reality of the mission that he is about to undertake, and yet he accepts each one. I often wonder why. Well, set aside from it being a television show, the writers need a plot each week. So in the realm of the imagination, Phelps accepts his challenge because he is deeply invested in loyalty to his organization and country, and his sense of good and right for the world. He wants to defeat evil and corruption. He wants to restore peace and order. And his rewards are not monetary or status-based. But his missions are top secret. And his reward comes in knowing what he's done, the right thing. That he has protected the world from people who would seek to control and harm. If you remember each episode, there comes a moment of reckoning in which the tables could turn either way. He could be defeated, or he could prevail. Of course, the series is a television program, and he always prevails. That's the hope of any mission, amen? Otherwise, you wouldn't want to take it. Our scripture today that I read is very challenging, because Jesus is preparing his disciples for a similar kind of mission, a challenging mission, a dangerous mission. He's not pulling any punches with them. He tells it straight as it is. And if they accept this mission, they're going to encounter trouble, peril, death threats, worse. And yet, he hopes they'll carry it out just the same. For this mission makes the difference in the world. It's a saving kind of mission. So the question for all of us is this. Will you accept this mission? Or in other terms, are you with me or not? It needs an answer, Jesus is telling them. Now, we know the story. We're blessed to have history on our side, and we know how the story turns out. But the question for the disciples in Jesus' day was, do they accept the mission, which is charged with danger and death and torture and more? And yet, they prevailed. Wow, thank you for God's word. Still, they did not go into it unprepared. If you remember the Mission Impossible series, Phelps is not sent into the mission without some kind of special equipment, some instructions, some warnings, and some information about what to look out for. Jesus provides a similar preview for them and for us. Jesus also gives his disciples the ultimate brass ring. I remember in this old world, I spent many years trying to trace that brass ring. Well, no matter what the result of their mission, they will always win the gold prize. The salvation of their souls, even in death. Like Jesus, they still win. Now think about it for a minute. Their lives, even if only their physical lives, seem to be a great price to pay. I'm wondering if any of us would shudder to be asked to carry out such a mission today in our country, in our day and time. And yet many Christians today are doing just that. They're proclaiming Jesus and his resurrection truth within countries that they know will persecute them and kill them for their faith. Why do they do it, you wonder? Often wondered about people that go on the mission field like that, China, underground church, you know, you hear about them all the time. Well, I think it's because, like Phelps, they believed in the mission, down to the very depths of their soul. And they believe in truth that Jesus promised that says they will always win in the end. Haha, that's why I like reading the back of the book, don't you? Well, being a Jesus disciple, even today, it's a risky business. It was in the first century where the scripture that what I read took place, and it is still today accurate about what happens when you're a faithful Christ follower. To truly take on the responsibility of discipleship, you must understand the cost analysis. You must come to the moment of reckoning. You must accept Jesus' challenge or deny. The choice is ours. You choose the life that you want to live, and now in the hereafter, that's the message Jesus puts before all disciples, both them then and us now. So I ask, choose wisely. You can almost hear him say, well, think of it this way. You decide to take part in the wilderness expedition. You know you may encounter some dangers along the way. Think about that crazy show Survivor. I never watch it, but I see enough of it to know I don't think I want to ever go through all that. But, well, anyhow, you just got to accept the same. You prepare by loading your backpack, ensuring you have water, taking helpful tools, being aware of the pitfalls, and proceeding very carefully, all the while moving forward to ensure the success of your team. You jump into your van and you proceed on foot. Either way, you buckle up for the journey. It's going to get bumpy. Well, at one point, you must venture through a dark wood. It's hard to see. You're not sure what to expect. Your GPS fails in the midst of the forest. And then you come to a fork in the path. You must choose which way to go. Nobody can help you. You must rely on your own devices and protection that you've been given. You hope you've chosen well, that you chose the right fork. You'll find out on the other side. Well, in a sense, this is what it's like to choose Jesus' way. His mission, his call, to accept his invitation to be part of the wilderness adventures of the soul. Even if you do not run into any assassinations or tortures or threats or toils, you will encounter challenges. You will encounter roadblocks. You will encounter discouragement. You will encounter forks in your road. At each of these moments in your life, you must continue to choose. Will you choose Jesus, or will you choose an easier way? Well, goes back to that choice thing is up to you and me. Each of us comes to multiple moments of reckoning in our lives in which we encounter tragedies, disasters, sadness, frustrations. We may falter in our faith for a moment. We may wonder if we're doing anything that matters. We look for the fruit of our ministries and can get easily discouraged. We look for hints of success, whatever that means, success, and we become disillusioned at times. And we also maybe experience being afraid, and yet each day, each hour, we continue to make the choice to follow Jesus and to accept his mission for our lives. So to answer the call that is uniquely ours, sometimes that call and our choices may be clear, and other times we may be facing confusing forks in our road and ponder, what are we to do? In the end, we must choose which fork we want to take. But in all of this, Jesus continues to assure us that we will arrive at our destination, that no matter what appears in our mission, or if our mission has failed, or if that we have won, we will all arrive safely at the golden gates of heaven. Wow, what a promise! We will have completed our life's mission, and we will have secured our souls. For Jesus, success lies not in the outcome, but in the journey. And our mission is ours, to carry out no matter how the bricks seem to fall. Amen. But only we see a little bit of the picture. No, we only see a fraction of the picture. We only carry out our fraction of the mission, because God calls each and every one of us to be a part of the play, of the mission. And when we do, we contribute to the amazing transfiguration that Jesus began and that his followers continue to this very day, to bring the kingdom of truth to the earth, as in heaven. That's what we pray, our Father which art in heaven. Then we go on to say, as it is on earth, will it be in heaven? You know, the Lord's Prayer. Think about it. So when the mission will be completed, nobody knows but God. That's why I say sometimes, I looked on my body everywhere, I don't see an expiration date, but God knows. And he won't call us home until we complete our mission or our assignment. Every one of us has to do our part in making the impossible a reality. So, this is our challenge, people of God, disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. Will you accept this mission? Are you with me and other Christians or not? Well, my prayer is that you'll choose wisely, and I'll leave it at that in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful day. God loves you, and so do I.